Psalm 77. To the choir master, according to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble I seek the Lord. In the night my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Selah. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Selah. Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You with your arm redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. The rhythm of this psalm is the troubles of the present considered in light of the deliverances of the past. The first half of the psalm expresses Asaph's troubles. The second half remembers God's past salvations. This is one vital strategy when you find yourself immersed in difficulty. An estranged relationship, a habitual sin, a public embarrassment, sustained depression, a physical malady, a tormented conscience. When these are present realities, consider your past. Have you not seen God help you? Have you not felt his comforting and strengthening presence through the Holy Spirit? Have you not experienced times of sweetness in Scripture? And above all, have you not seen his supreme deliverance of you through the gospel of Jesus Christ, in which God sent his Son to suffer and die in your place? Note what Asaph writes toward the end of this psalm. Your way was through the sea. How implausible that would have seemed to Israel as they stood with their backs to the sea and the Egyptians pursuing them. Yet God's ways run counter to our intuitions. He works in defiance of what our puny minds can predict. The cross is the supreme instance of this. In the Old Testament, his way was through the sea. In the New Testament, his way is through the cross. The gracious provision of God confounds us, even as it delivers us.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.